Hello, Gemstar Consultants. Welcome to a special training call. I know it's not Wednesday night. I know it's not our typical training, but I have a surprise for you, and I'm so excited. The surprise is I have Amy Mazzi, the owner and founder of Pulse Cosmetics, on this call with me, and we're going to be talking about some of the great things that you need to know in order to help build that business in Gemstar, the business of Pulse Cosmetics. If you have not yet tried this product line, trust me, you're going to want to hear some of the tips and some of the hints, some of the exciting things that are coming, but you're going to want to hear from Amy's heart. You're going to fall in love with this product even more. So I'm super excited, and I'd like to first of all welcome and introduce Amy Mazzi to our field. Welcome, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. I know that our consultants are probably right now jumping up and down because they have been asking and waiting for this call. They are so eager to learn more about this opportunity to now share Pulse Cosmetics with their customers. So, Amy, I'm going to jump right in with you, and I'm just going to start giving you some questions so that we could give some answers back to our field. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think it's so important, Amy, for our field to understand your why. If you could share your why and why you created Pulse Cosmetics, and what's the story behind it all?
Sure. I love that question, Amy. It's so much fun for me to get to talk about my beginnings and starting out with this company. But to tell you the truth, it honestly goes back to even before Pulse Cosmetics was created and before I had that vision. As a little girl, I was always in dance, and I always loved getting dressed up and getting to perform and wearing my mom's makeup, and it stuck with me through dancing as a little girl to my high school performances, I mean, in theater and everything in college. And so for me, just growing up and having that creativity just led me to wanting to create this business and wanting to be involved in sharing my vision with other people. Pulse Cosmetics, we started in 2014, and it started out just wanting to have fun colors, wanting to, you know, share that, whether it be with someone else that was in a dance performance or a bride or a fun lipstick for someone. But in researching just what the cosmetics industry really was, my passion and my vision grew. It went from just those, like I said, those fun colors to making sure makeup was safe, having our products, making sure they're cruelty-free, chemicals as far as the parabens, all those little things that, yes, I love this color, but what's really in it, just making sure that they're safe. So Pulse Cosmetics, like I said, it's definitely grown from my love, my passion, wanting to wear makeup as a little girl, and now actually seeing it come to life and getting to play every day. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun company. Our products are great, and they're affordable and safe for all different skin types.
Oh, how fun, and how fun to actually see then that vision come from life and something that you had a passion even as a little girl. I love hearing that. That's so fun. So then here's my next question. I mean, in designing the line, right, and actually designing this feature line to go onto Gemstar, what were some of the decisions and the reasons behind specific items and colors that were chosen for the launch of Pulse in Gemstar?
Amy, we wanted to carry so much and even so much more. It was just these conversations back and forth. Our vision and our excitement just grew and grew and grew. So it's kind of a difficult decision at first to narrow down what we wanted to carry. But ultimately, we want to set up all of your consultants and everyone out there. We want to set them up for success. And we wanted to carry products that we love and that we know is successful, and we know that they could sell everything from the popular eyeshadow colors, our popular blush colors. We wanted to make sure that we weren't throwing anything out there that we wouldn't love to wear ourselves in the summer season. Now, Christmas or holidays, you know, that's a different story, and we'll get into that. And some fun things coming out in the fall. But we definitely wanted to carry things, like I said, that would set up your consultants for success, things that we ourselves here at our offices currently wear, those eyeshadows or those lipstick colors, and just having fun with it and making sure that it's things that everyone out in the field would love to try on themselves.
I love that because you know what? It's true. If you guys are wearing it and you're finding success with it and compliments with it, then I know our girls are going to fall in love with it as well. So that's great. I love that. So then let me ask you this question, Amy.
Yeah.
What would be the most popular item for the summer? What do we want our consultants to know about summertime and the importance of specific items, Amy?
Sure, of course, I love everything, but I know that's not the right answer. But it's the most popular. I would wear it all. But for summer, definitely our most popular items are those items that are going to stay on and allow your makeup to last the entire day, no matter what the weather is, no matter what the event is that you're going to, or if it's just an everyday, you know, trip to the grocery store. So I think most popular items that we've seen right now, definitely the waterproof mascara. In fact, a friend of mine just got married a couple weeks ago, and she was very hot and humid where she was at. Gorgeous bride, gorgeous venue, but she wore that waterproof mascara. She cried during the ceremony and didn't budge, didn't come off, anything like that. So definitely those items that make your makeup last longer, the mascara, like I said, or the iFix base, which is super popular right now, making sure your eyeshadow stays on, it won't crease or come off or anything like that. So whether you wear a ton of makeup or just those few items, those waterproof, water-resistant items are a must-have.
Oh, where were you a few months ago when my daughter got married?
Oh,
that's definitely what I needed, because I was a mess. So that's a great hint, especially now that we're on the verge of wedding season, right? So
definitely. Wedding season's still going. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. So I guess I better put this order in real quick, because I'm going to need that before our seventh grandchild is coming at the end of this month. So I guess I better get an order in by today. So let's go on, Amy. What is the best tip that you can share in order to be the expert when it comes to linking products together for our customers?
I think, Amy, that's a really good question, and it's something that we get all of the time, even make a professional makeup artist, what goes good with what, or people out, like you were saying, your consultants out in the field, like, what do I want to pair together? And so that's a really, really good question to ask and to help to understand the line, the makeup line. Products that go really well together, we, for Gemsta, we've created products, and actually we're sharing our products with you that are easy to go together. For example, there's always a lip liner that goes with a lipstick or a lip gloss. So if you have your lip liner, define your lip color in your lips a little bit and throw on your gloss over it, and it's going to last a little bit longer until you go to eat something or wash off your makeup. But I think just understanding, yeah, like the product line, like the iFix base is amazing underneath your eyeshadow. It'll make it pop. The colors pop. It'll make it so it won't crease or come off. That's like my go-to product every single morning. I can't live without my iFix base. I carry it everywhere with me when I'm traveling. So it's something I definitely have to wear. And like I said, like the lipstick and the lip liners, there's something in every category that goes well with each other. So you're never without that extra product that you can suggest to your customers.
Oh, great. Love that. So here's a big question. I'm hearing this being asked a lot. The question is, if I'm not a makeup girl, and I'm not a makeup artist, obviously, what would you recommend for them to start with? What items would you say, these would be some great go-tos?
Our go-to items, it's so much fun as far as with our partnership with Gemstra, and I love that we're able to talk about this. I think there's something for everybody, and that's something that when we were deciding what products to use, there's just something for every age, for every skin type, and every skin color. So the go-to items, gosh, for someone just setting out, the first thing that pops to mind would be our eyeshadow duets. And in creating those, we wanted to make sure that there was colors that go well together. So it was kind of a no-thought process. There's a light shade and a dark shade with those eyeshadows. So put one color on your eyelid and you can buff it out with the darker color and you still have this flawless, amazing look. So that really stands out. And I think another beauty trend that we're seeing is to make sure, or not even make sure, but another beauty trend for the summer for someone that doesn't wear a lot of makeup would be just throwing on a little mascara and maybe a little bit of a lip color, and that would be just a gorgeous everyday, hey, let's go hang out, just throw on a little mascara, lipstick, and I'm good to go, especially during these hot summer months where you don't want to wear a whole lot. But, yeah, it's been a lot of fun creating different products and making sure there is something for everyone, from that advanced makeup artist and someone that wears a lot to just someone that wants a little something. That's been a fun thing to see and what's popular.
Oh, I think that's going to be helpful. So then that leads me to my next question. For someone like myself, someone that's like you, right, someone that loves makeup, I know that there are some really great recommended products that they need to make sure that they're aware of, so that they need to make sure that that person like me and you, it's in their cart at checkout. Can you talk to us about some of those products that are really, really must-haves?
Sure, you are going to make me talk about my favorite products. I love this question. That's a good question. My favorite products for someone that loves to wear a lot of makeup, that loves to just add all that pop of color or a smoky eye, I think for me, the definitely a trend right now in the beauty industry and in the makeup industry, something that everyone needs to have would be that contour and highlight. I'm sure you have seen, you know, from Kim Kardashian, which is the extreme, to just a supernatural look, but that contour and highlight is one of my favorite products as a makeup artist and someone that always has that in my makeup bag, or if I'm doing someone's makeup or my makeup artist, my team, having that contour and highlight. And ours, actually, for Pulse Cosmetics is matte, which is nice because it will go with no matter what your skin type is, little contour under your cheekbones, a little highlight on your actual cheekbones, a little maybe down the bridge of your nose, just a little something to accentuate your natural features. And then you can go in with your smoky eye, your bold lip color, whatever you want to do. But that's my favorite go-to items for someone that loves to wear makeup.
Good. Oh, that's a good one. So another item I'm now adding to my cart, I guess. So,
right.
Okay, that's going to take me to my final question, Amy. So for our consultants, what would be the number one product item that we want them to be familiar with, that we want them to have understanding with, because they need to be sharing that with their customer base? We want those customers to not only see the integrity of your product line, but we want them to fall in love with it. So what would be that one product that we want every consultant to really take a look at so that they could share it with their customers?
I love that question. And I'm not sure, Amy, if you've had the opportunity yet. I know you've tried pretty much everything we carry, but I'm not sure if you've tried yet our liquid to matte lipsticks. That is something that me, as the founder of this makeup company, and I'm out in the field all the time on different events and photo shoots and whatnot, but our liquid to matte lipsticks have been our most popular item as of late, since we've come out with it this past year ourselves. So as far as gemstress, someone falling in love with it, something for everybody, I would definitely say our liquid to matte lipsticks. There's a color for everybody. The colors are very pigmented. They're long-lasting. They're matte, so you can wear them by themselves or throw a little gloss over them. But it's something you definitely should try. It's something we're very proud of, and we're very proud to share that with Gemstra.
Oh, I love that. So now that you kind of shared that with us, Amy, is there any like exciting news, or maybe some new products that might be coming, or maybe something new that we might be able to see from Pulse Cosmetics coming to the Gemstra website?
Oh, I love that. I wish I could share actual color names with you. I really do. But at this time, just know we are working to keep some eyeshadow options open and some different lip combinations. But we're also excited that we can have colors that are exclusive just for Gemstra. I wanted to make sure coming out and going forward that the consultants and clients, they can only get certain colors just through Gemstra, and their customers have to go through you guys. And they're exclusive. They're fun. We've got some great things going into the fall and then from holiday lined up. So I wish I could share those true color names and that sort of thing. But for right now, just know there's some great things in the works. There's some fun things coming out.
All right, well, I guess that's enough to hold on to, because that was pretty exciting. I love the fact, Amy, that you have actually created products exclusively for Gemstra. for those consultants to go out there and build their business with that. That is great. I thank you personally for that. And I don't know, Amy, this is really exciting. I think I might have like one of everything right now in my cart, but that's okay because like I said, I love makeup. So super, super excited. So I do want to encourage all you consultants, if you haven't yet placed that order, you need to place that order. You need to make sure that when you're at the next family gathering, maybe the next barbecue, maybe the next birthday party, that when you go to freshen up your face, you're pulling out Pulse Cosmetics, that when you go to put on that lip gloss or that matte lip color like Amy shared with us, that it says Pulse Cosmetics. You want your friends to start asking you, what is that? Where did you get that? What product line is it? And you can share with them, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. This is Pulse Cosmetics. It's a fabulous, fabulous cosmetic line, and it's carried in my boutique, my personal boutique through Gemstra. And you can shop from me. You can go in, you can see the line, you can buy it firsthand. So I love the opportunity of not only Gemstra, but having these boutiques, but having these exclusive products just for you, the consultant. So again, get out there, make that order, have that purchase, have something to show your customers because you are the best way to advertise the product. So thanks for joining me on this call. Amy, thank you for joining me. And I do want to share that Amy is actually coming out with what, Amy? A couple tutorial videos. What else are we coming up with, Amy, for the training that can live in the back office?
Oh, sure. We've been, you and I have talked a little bit about this and some of your marketing team. They're amazing and very supportive. Some tutorial videos. So definitely showing what the eyeshadows, what they look like, or certain products that are considered accessories and how to use them and enhance their makeup looks, how to link products. Yeah, definitely lots of tutorials coming up and some pictures so you can actually see what the colors look like on someone.
Oh, exciting. So there you go, consultants. Let's get out there. Let's start showcasing that Pulse Cosmetic line. Let's build your businesses. Until our next training call, Amy, thank you. Phil, thank you. Have a great day, and we'll see you guys at the next training call. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.